This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Something without wanting love.
Bears heavy on my mind. One of the Schnucks, 19. It was a Shop and Save, and Schnucks stepped in when Shop and Save was closing up their stores. It's the one in Arnold near the Water Tower. Therefore, we're on Water Tower Place. I feel like we're having a college football tailgate. We've got bags of chips, sweets. There's a little bit of fruit. Looks a little lonely over there. And then the homemade brats have just come out, and these are hot off the grill.
Made today.
I haven't had a brat in a while, been sort of out of the brat season, so I felt obligated, of course. Brat's
and
outstanding.
You didn't see this. On the back of the table, we have shrimp and crab meat.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And Chuck Tuna.
Do we have to break again?
Chuck Tuna still hasn't left.
Wait, are you serious about the
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
I've never seen Brian eat this much. He's
I'm starving.
A huge eater, and he's
I'm
been
very
found
hungry.
You got to feed a cough, a cold.
I've been, you know, humble brag, running and working out a lot more over the last couple of weeks, so I've been hungry a lot more because of that.
Okay.
I hate it when this, you know, Brian set that up and said, I humble brag. So he was being modest about it. But do you ever run into people and they tell you, God, I've been killing it in the gym?
I haven't been killing it. I've just been working out.
We have somebody at Channel 5 that tells me that all the time. I wish I could tell you his name, but
it isn't.
I've been killing it in the gym.
And isn't it really our job to notice that?
Exactly.
Like, you don't go up to people and say, ugh, down five more. Like, oh, really? Oh, you're losing weight? Oh, well, oh, good for you. Yeah.
In fact, when this person said that to me, Mike Bush was right next to me, and he says to this person, who says that? We always just like, I'm kidding.
No, we might have to break just so I can find out who it was.
I'll tell you during the break.
I got a guess.
It's not Rennie.
Okay. All right. Well, that takes
you,
that off the table.
Did you have a big meeting today at X2?
No, we just said it was like a ratings kickoff of the big plant because the ratings begin in less than a week.
Really?
Yes. Frank knows. We've got to dial it up.
But the biggest
thing that happens in February for sports, other than the Super Bowl, is spring training. And we decided our ratings winner, Chuck Marlowe, will be down there.
Female demos.
He's going to be down there, I think, part of the TMA coverage as well. And, Frank, you're going?
Briefly.
Are they leaving the plane running?
Yeah. I'm shooting
what
it
if
out.
You, what if you told them there was an ice skating Olympic trial in Palm Beach Gardens? Do you think you could stay an extra day?
When we had unreasonable management, now we have great people there. It's an honor to work there. We had one guy there for a while. What was her name? No, the skater that we claimed was from St. Louis.
Gracie Gold or something?
Gracie Gold, yes.
They're going to say, oh, Michelle Kwan one time ate at the Del Mar Diner. And
Gracie Gold, like, lived in Springfield, Missouri for like a year, and then she stayed at Lambert Airport for like 6 hours one day, and we covered her like she went to St. Joseph's Academy in UMSL. I mean, one year, Audrey was covering her at the trials.
In Norway.
Twice as long as I was at spring training. Another time, they sent Ann Allred to Boston twice as long as I was at spring training. It was unbelievable. 6 days of Gracie Gold coverage. And let me tell you something. That night when she got beat, not that we're anti-American, but when she didn't make it in that newsroom, there was Gracie Gold is not going to the Olympics. So we were all yelling so loud. It was great.
Wow, the ugly American. It's a Channel 5.
Pulling for Olga.
All right, Frank, we get a lot of email, a lot of tweets. But is there anybody who is nastier on a more consistent basis than Ed Golterman, who is a proponent. He might even be listening. Hi, Ed.
I don't think he listens, does he?
But he watches and consumes a lot of TV and emails a lot.
Is this the nice teeth guy?
Yes.
It is. Yes.
My man.
He's always mad at the St. Louis sort of power structure. And there might be a point to be made that it's sort of still this old school network. But he's always mad at the world. His big thing was that they didn't convert the Kiel Opera House, that they said they would. The Blues lied, and then they did do it, but he wasn't happy about it. There, everybody's a carpetbagger, and like, it's constant every day. The other day, we have a clip of Jose Martinez during the 5 o'clock sports, and all that I said coming out of it was, this is a guy who just truly loves being a big leaguer.
You can tell, and Frank's talked about it. He's just a guy who loves being a big leaguer. There's no doubt about it. Always in good spirits. That's all I said. 10 minutes later, I've got an email. If I made $15-20 million a year and stayed at the Ritz and traveled, I'd be happy to. I'm like, I wanted to write. He doesn't make 15, you idiot. I wanted to, like, snap back, and I decided he wasn't worth it because 2 days earlier he was complaining about something, and I wrote back, have you ever considered moving? Because he complains about everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And then a guy at our assignment desk came over and said, hey, I appreciate your response telling Ed to move. And I said, did you see that? He goes, yeah, you were on a group email. I said, oh, careful. He said, no. He said he blasts the desk every night, too, with whatever story
did,
saying that it wasn't. And then Sandy Miller yesterday, I was telling her, and she goes, oh, Ed emails me after every show. He's mad. How can you be mad at everything the city does? MLS, carpetbaggers. Blues get arena improvements, cheating
young
the taxpayers.
Nice teeth.
And then he said, watch out for the people with the nice teeth.
Yes.
Correct. But when you start saying,
my guy,
Jose Martinez, yeah, well, if I had $20 million a year like he does it. That's the whole point.
Jose Martinez
major league
last
minimum.
Year, he made $560,000.
Which is plenty of money.
He's not even arbitration eligible yet, so he will only get a
he's
slight
He's
going
to be like 40
bump.
When he's arbitration
yes.
eligible.
And it's hilarious because every time he's like, – the winter warm-up, the guy has no role on the team, at least a defined role, and
hey,
he doesn't
welcome
care.
Back.
Yeah.
He what are you
doesn't
doing?
Care.
That's why, you know, I thought Mike Schiltz had the best line the other day. We sat him down when I asked him about, with Jerko and with Jose, you're going to have to move one of them, right, to get a left-handed bat. He goes, look, I would rather have a guy who hits well from the right side than have a lefty who can't hit at all. So I want Jose Martinez on my team.
You know what? I love that he said that because we all get caught up in the right, left, right, left. I could tell you on a given night, hey, I got Brett Cecil ready because he's a lefty. I'm like, you know what, I'll take my chances with the right-hander.
Yeah, give me Dakota Hudson instead.
It is true that we just get obsessed with that. And a lot of lineups have to go right, left, right, left. You know what, if a couple of guys are really good hitters and they're both right-handed, I'm okay with that. I'm glad he said that because otherwise you're overthinking it. My other Ed story was one time, I don't know how I knew who he was, but I was walking into a Blues game and he was outside the Opera House holding up some signs protesting
well,
about something.
Kind of narrowed it down.
And I think I just guessed. And this guy says, hey, Martin, how you doing? And I walked up the steps and I said, are you Ed? He's like, yeah, man. I said, don't say hi to me. I said, you've sent me some of the nastiest emails, called me some of the most insulting names. I said, don't ever say hi to me again.
Did you get a look at his teeth?
I did not.
I need a photo of his mouth. Yeah. If
you
he's always focused on teeth, they've got to be terrible.
And there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I want our city to do better. And is there a system corrupt in any way? But when you hate absolutely everything, kind of like Tuna and Strick, if you hate absolutely everything, then I you've lost the room.
Yeah.
If you complain about everything.
I think you
and that's
showed,
coming from me, Chuck. I complain about everything.
I think you showed great restraint in not, like, sending that email, because we all get those really nasty emails from time to time about that, and you want to just respond and just be as nasty as possible, but then it's for that person to forward to your boss,
right,
and there could be trouble. So sometimes what I do is I respond with incredible, like, sarcasm. Yeah. Well, you really bring up excellent points. I would love to interview you one day on television because you sound like such a bright person.
What could we do?
Yeah, because they can't fire me for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's bring Ed by a remote. I want to meet Ed.
No, you don't. I really don't think you would. No, you always have to remember the Charles Jaco principle. And he was working at Camel X, and he got the nasty email about an interview he'd conducted saying how he was an idiot or whatever. They went on and ripped him apart. But it was an interview that he had not done. It was a different show, a different host. So he wrote back and politely pointed out, you're thinking of so-and-so who conducted that interview. You're incorrect. And he had like A, B, and C. A was, you're thinking of the wrong person. B was, go blank yourself. C was refer back to B, and it ended up at Camel. This is how I've heard the story over the years. I could be paraphrasing, and management got hold of it. And
that was it.
That was the end of that.
Yeah, and I've heard like some of the responding emails where somebody like really cocky in television or radio responds like, do you know how much money I make?
Oh.
You have fun in your little trailer because I'm the, you know, and guys, that stuff gets published and
yep,
then you're done. You just.
It's easier to not respond at all.
Yeah, although
I like the Jose Martinez one. It just made me mad because I'm like, you're just incorrect. Those are usually the ones that are, like, if somebody has an opinion, if they say you suck, it's, you can't argue that. That's their opinion. Maybe they're right. But when they have facts that are incorrect, that's when I like to respond. Well, you didn't. Somebody was mad that we didn't have Adam Long coverage. And I said, but we did. And we had highlights from the Desert Open or whatever. Rich Gould showed a bunch at 7. We showed a little bit at 9. And they said, you ignored this big story. And I was like, we.
Yeah. I mean, better than that. Gotcha.
Other than flying to Palm Springs, I'm like, what did you want me to do? You know? Now, we could have gone and interviewed his coach or teacher, I think, as Channel 5 did yesterday.
That's just because he worked with Brooke and Alex, and I've known the guy for 20 years.
Well, we were trying to actually get out there and interview the coach or teacher. But I was, at the time, they were mad. I'm like, I just politely said, we did. Thanks for, you know, following up. That's all I said was thanks for following up. It really is hard because we're very insecure people. We're here for the free food and the pats on the back.
But we do get a lot of nasty
stuff. The guy, Chuck got one the other day. He's like, you're terrible, you're boring. And Chuck kind of like retweeted it.
Oh, yeah, Chuck, I saw that. You retweeted it.
Not to bring up a sore subject.
I didn't agree with that text at all.
No, but you try to disarm by tweeting it back or hitting the like. That's what Danny Mac will do. He'll just hit like or thanks for your input or something.
Great to be here, by the way.
Hi, Charles.
What you got to do is, yeah, you either just tweet it out or on Twitter especially, you don't comment, you don't like, and you don't block them because that gives them the satisfaction that they got to you. You simply mute them. And then from there on out, any tweet they send out just goes out to the ether and you're totally ignoring them. And that's what the trolls, the worst thing that could happen to them is to not be heard.
That's okay, Frank, so you're with Gardner.
Yeah, I do that.
At least during college basketball season.
So wait, it's not to block, but it's to...
You mute. So what happens is if
I don't
know
they're muted?
No, that's the best part. So if I don't like Frank, and Frank keeps chirping me on Twitter, keeps tweeting at me, if I block him, Frank will try to look at my tweets. It'll say, you've been blocked by Charlie. If I mute you, I never see your tweets. So you could say whatever you want about me every day, I never see them. And again, that's the worst thing because they want the response. Oh. So you're basically ignoring them.
Okay. I like that. Mute.
Now, the guy who said that you suck, not to keep bringing that up.
Was it singular or was it more than one?
Did you mute him?
He actually said I suck on TV and radio.
And then what did I say? I said, to be fair, Charlie's very, very entertaining on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll take
that. So give him a chance.
Way to defend him there.
Yeah,
this was the guy Martin was talking to at the movie theater that one time.
No.
It was the 11 o'clock hour, but the 12 can be.
And then he says, I went to Brad, like, wait.
No, he was not
crushing Chuck, that guy.
It also seemed like this guy may be a former radio personality, maybe.
Oh.
Even we kind of did some some research.
Forensics?
And a deep dive.
Really?
There's some haters out
there. Those are the worst kind because they're bitter because they're not in the business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the guys.
You think we're bitter being in the business? Imagine how bitter you are that you didn't get into it.
One of the guys, I just got a nasty tweet sent at me. I just looked at what he was and it said, former talk show host.
Ooh.
Keyword former.
Everyone in the business is looking for a way out. Why would you be bitter when you're outside?
Haven't they heard how bitter we are? You're better off.
But you'd like to go on your own terms.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's bad enough to be forced out of this bad profession. That's really lovely.
I want to be included so I can quit.
But nowadays, how can anybody be a former talk show host? Anybody can have a podcast. You can do a podcast in your basement and put it out there on social media and still be a host.
Right. You need to drill that down a little more and see what does it mean. What talk show did you host?
I can take my iPhone and giving a 5-minute sports take and just post it on Twitter.
That's
a podcast.
You did that during the snowstorm, I believe.
Correct.
Yes. I'm still disappointed.
By the way, Charlie, that sounds really boring, so don't do that.
Oh, really? Wait till you see what I think about the Cardinals.
We just built a podcast studio at Channel 5, and I'm worried that they're going to ask. How do you ask people to come in for free and sit down for – and this is not like a 10-minute TV interview. This is 45 minutes, and you come to us.
Did you send that limo?
I don't think we have that anymore.
Was it Jed?
Yeah, Jed was our guy.
Gift cards.
Savile Row.
Savile Row, they're not there for us anymore.
Oh, those are the best. On Sunday nights, you'd have the limo out, and the limo guy would call me and say, is this the right address? And again, like, okay, I knocked on the door. There's no Dre Bly answering. I'm like, oh, my God. And like, oh, he's calling. Oh, he's under the weather. He can't make it. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. The show's in 30 minutes.
One time on the landing, Tony Banks was really wasted. And it was
just
it,
once.
It was a live interview that the they were going to pick him up at 10:15, and he wouldn't get in the limo driver, and he was going to hit it like 10:50. So I drive down there, and this is like earlier in my career, and I couldn't disappoint Mike Bush. I said, Tony, you are coming with us. You have got to get in that car right now because we have a 15-minute window, and you're going to do it right now. All right, man, all right. And he came with us.
I like how Frank doesn't worry about letting Mike Bush down now.
Care less.
I did the driver thing for my own show. It was when the Final Four was here. And Paul Hewitt was the coach at Georgia Tech, and they had made the Final Four the year before. So I actually picked him up from that hotel that's closed, the Regal Riverfront Stouffer's deal, and just picked him up in my own car and drove him over to the Dome to do our show.
How about this,
though? It was kind of a weird deal. Like, you've never met the man before. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hop in.
Now, hold on. I know this was back in the day, but you guys are talking about the golden age of Sunday night sports shows. Hey, we got Tony Banks and Paul Hewitt. Wow.
Well, no.
Great gets.
We're just telling you great moments.
Who's on this
whippersnapper?
Hey, you're boring, okay? By the way,
Strickland. Wow, you guys got Hewitt?
Strickland texted.
He went to the Final Four out of St. Louis.
Everybody goes to the Final Four.
He was the nicest guy.
He was.
Strickland, hold on. Everybody goes to the Final Four? I think our Mizzou fans might disagree.
Yeah. Oh.
Hold on. We should look this up. How many current college basketball coaches have went to a Final Four?
Do you know the number?
I bet you there's got to be 30, right?
Yeah,
let's start writing that down. Strickland said, guys, thank you. There are a couple of people that chirp me all the time on Twitter. Now I know how to get rid of them.
Mute them, baby.
I bet Strick gets a lot of that.
See, Charlie is very phone and Twitter and modern savvy. You are.
I could be better.
You could be better. We could all be better. That's why your wife gave you a scale.
That's what the guy was saying.
I was wondering. Hold on.
Terrible TV and radio. Yeah.
Are you using
better.
The scale?
You know what? It's funny because I was listening to your previous conversation. I have been going to the gym more. I don't talk about it on radio.
You're not yeah, we really this. Noticed.
I'm more concerned. I'm more concerned right now because Schnucks put out three really nice Valentine's Day balloon candy arrangements, and I'm wondering, are we allowed to take them home and give them to our wives as a pre-Valentine's gift, and we say that we paid for them?
Five of us.
Oh, I've done
those.
That before.
certain scarf?
Look what I got you.
Oh, man.
Oh, look what I got you, a tray of hoagies.
Will there be a box for Dom?
Yeah, Monique says, I'm sick of these damn free T-shirts you give me. What are you talking about? I paid for those.
She's
right.
What did I get for Christmas? Oh, yeah, a Sports Plus fleece.
Speaking of picking up guys, guest, I picked up Larry King in our Toyota van once. He sat right next to our car seat.
He could probably fit in the car seat.
Yeah, you're right. All right, before we end this, we are late. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. Get rid of the glasses. Get rid of the contacts forever. Had the LASIK surgery. It really takes about 12 seconds. Your eyes are fixed forever. 866-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. And Maryville University has a big wrestling tournament tomorrow. They're one of the best in the country. Their coach in his 50th year in the business. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. All right, Martin, what do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Well, it's kind of a secret. We're going to break it all down. We got a lot to get to the next hour going until 1 o'clock. And then we have a different lineup today.
590 Baseball.
Baseball at 1 o'clock.
Right here at Schnucks.
The Baseball Show. What's it called?
590 Baseball.
590 Baseball. And then from 2 to 4, it's the Hardline today.
Yes, it is.
Hardline. Look, Jimmy's like, yes.
The baseball show is from here?
Yep.
Rammer's going to get something. We better save some food here for Bob.
Yes.
Should we?
We got enough. We're live at the Schnucks in Arnold. Station's going to be here until 2 o'clock. Bonus time. How about that? Midday Grind coming up next.